Dave Land. Here's Dave.
Thank you. Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Oh, sorry.
So I alluded to this last week that, you know, I'm not above milking it a little bit. Not what you're thinking of, but I knew that this is my week because we have Father's Day and then my birthday all in the same week.
We sure do. Man.
And
wait, when's y'all's birthday? Like 3 days or 5 days?
Mine's Thursday. His is Friday.
Oh, man.
You hear that, Bob?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And so, you know, I'm not always one to make it about me.
But in a week like this, you should.
But I wanted to. And so I threw it out there. I said, hey, I really want to experience some World Cup vibes. We're a host city, and I've not gotten out and about into any of it. Can we please, on Saturday, go down to Fair Park for FIFA Fan Fest and just kind of check it out? And just,
as a family.
As a family.
Okay.
Now, my daughter wasn't there. She was at a camp, but it was myself, my wife, and my son. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple of our friends that said, yeah, that sounds great. Let's go. So it ended up being four adults and the toddler. And so before you decide to go there, just know that you have to pre-register for tickets.
Pre.
And this was most evident last Thursday when they had like 35,000 people for the Mexico game.
Oh, my God. That scene.
Yeah.
Holy.
I can't even imagine how insanely crowded it was. But they need to account for how many people are coming. And so you go onto their website and you quote unquote buy the tickets, but it's $0.
Yeah.
You know, you can upgrade. But it, just GA is $0.
So if you're sitting, and it's at Starplex or Dos Equis or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting underneath the overhang, are those paid seats?
No.
That's all free.
Only,
what do you mean upgrade then?
Only the 100 level and maybe the kind of the front middle of the second section.
Yeah.
Is like GA Plus or Champions or what Legends, whatever the other upgrades are. So you can totally be covered. And not have to sit on the lawn and bake. There was no one on the lawn when I was there. You can sit in a seat and be comfortable. $0. Now I think they do charge for parking, but this was the clutch move. I felt like Corby because I was talking with our friend Tony Fay because they are not only putting on the event that we were at last Monday. The what is it the Leaders,
sports
leaders,
broadcasters of America,
something like that.
Sports,
but they also are putting on a lot of the FIFA events.
Yeah,
and so
they decided to have the World Cup.
Yeah, they were the ones who got the World Cup here, and so I texted him and I just said, "Hey, I've already got my tickets, but just wanted to see if there were any tips on where to park or what I should do." And he went above and beyond, and he said, park here, and then we'll get you wristbands so you can go into, like, the GA Plus areas or whatever. And I was like, perfect. And so I get to the lot that we're supposed to go to, and there's an attendant there. And I roll down the window, and he says, what are you looking for? I was like, lot 8.
Your mom? Won't you let me in?
I was like, lot 8? You know, Tony said that we should be on a list, and he's like, go ahead.
Just I don't even want to look. Just go.
Just go. I don't care.
What does it matter anymore?
Yeah, so we go and we get in with our original tickets because the other tickets hadn't hit my email yet, and then at some point we go and get our wristband situation. But the setup, so as you mentioned, it is all centered around Dos Equis Pavilion.
And do they have all the concession stands open?
Yeah.
Like it's a concert?
Yeah. So that's the thing. If you've ever been to Starplex, Dos Equis, whatever, you know, most all of those vendors that are there for concerts are open. All the same bars, all the same prices. It's not cheap.
No.
You know, if you're getting those oil can beers, you know how much they cost.
Oh, yeah, or oil can waters now.
Yeah. And so not cheap. Once you're in there for free, expect to spend some money because
yeah.
you can't bring anything in there with you. But the way that it is set up is in the pavilion part of it, they have a huge center screen and then the two side screens that are always there for concerts. But, you know, the center of the stage, they have a giant screen. And then off to the side, they have a DJ that spins in between games.
Okay, so we were passing back and forth, or Bob was, videos from the Mexico scene at FanFest. And that act was up there on stage.
Yeah.
Was that the actual act that plays that that song?
There's no way.
Are you sure?
No.
Because they were like singing and stuff.
Yeah, they might have booked the real guys.
I will say, Corby, at that Latin music festival I was at a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
that song was played on stage probably 90 times conservatively over the two
okay.
days. So it is
right. So maybe they were just pressing
play. It's heavy in the rotation.
Okay. What's I didn't think I was doing it a service at all by going.
Now, pretty accurate.
Let me tell you something. Mexico loves this song.
God, dude. It's unbelievable.
So that's
it's their Hey Jude.
That's the setup underneath the pavilion. But then you go out the other side of the pavilion, where the main parking lot side, and half of that parking lot is fenced off for the rest of FanFest.
Okay, so what is it?
So it was really cool. It wasn't overrun because we were there early on Saturday. We got there. It's difficult to mobilize two households, one of which includes a toddler. I had dreams of getting there for the beginning of Netherlands, Sweden, and we got there and it was already 2-0 Netherlands.
Yeah.
And we were wandering around. It's not like we ever really sat down and watched much of that game at all. But we went through and we went to check out the other part of FanFest. And so they have two giant pavilions, basically, open-air pavilions with picnic tables. And at the opposite end, they have another big screen. And so people are, you know, they have turf laid out. People are laying on the ground watching the game out there. They have food and drink vendors. A lot of state fair vendors had booths
really?
Out there. So if you didn't want the food that was inside Starplex,
yeah.
you could come out here and get food from, you know, these particular vendors. And then some sponsor activations. The thing that tripped me out was the longest line. There was a Bank of America sponsor activation. And I don't know what you did, but you like went through some thing, and then when you came out, you got a little charm bracelet. So it's just a bracelet.
Yeah.
Okay. How long do you think people were waiting in line for a bracelet?
Oh my God, dude. What is it with free knickknacks? Was it like an hour? More?
My buddy talked to a lady that was at the front of the line. She had been there yesterday and didn't get through. And so she came back earlier, got in line. She said she had been in line for 5 hours.
For a bracelet?
Yes.
What? There must be more to it.
It's like winding through the entire thing.
It must have some meaning. And now it's like
I don't know.
It's spread on social media. Like you have to get this particular bracelet that Bank of America's giving
I don't
away.
Know. I don't know. But it was insane that people were waiting that long and just standing in line, not watching a game, not enjoying the festivities.
Maybe
just
you can
standing
turn around
in a queue.
And get money for it or something like that.
And then they had a giant FIFA Pro Shop. So you could go in there and you could order a jersey from any team.
Do they have good gear? Generic?
I mean, they had all of the, they had city gear and just, you know, FIFA World Cup 2026 gear, but nothing that jumped out to me that I was like, I gotta have that.
Like, okay, so when Bob and I went to the Ryder Cup, this is the best example that I can think of for an event like that. I mean, it's a huge event.
Pop-up tent.
Yeah, and at the end, the
fully
the,
air-conditioned.
Massive, so the tent, like a circus tent that goes on forever.
I couldn't believe it. Seriously. Like,
this wasn't that big.
Okay, that's what I'm asking, though, is, like that was, it would take an hour to walk. It's like a shopping mall in a tent. Why is there something like that that FIFA has, though? Or would it, is this? It would logically be there. Yeah, so maybe they just have that.
Yeah, I don't know if they have any other like brick and mortar type pro
right.
shops.
And it's just they can only sell generic World Cup shirts.
I mean, they did have so like the games that are happening that day. They have a special section. It's like the game day section. So it's t-shirts and jerseys of the teams
okay.
that are playing that day.
Oh, that's
right.
cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then we ended up getting something for Wells because they had little plushies, you know, because there's three mascots. There's like a moose or something for Canada, mm-hmm. like a jaguar
a moose yes. knuckle
or puma for yes. Mexico, yeah. and then an eagle for the U.S. He didn't like the plushies, but he did like the Funko Pop. So we got him Clutch the Eagle, the little Funko Pop, and he was carrying that thing around the whole day. He loved
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
And then so then we circle back around, and they had another one of those giant tents. But this one, they had not only a screen with the game on, but they had a DJ. So if you wanted to kind of party, if you wanted to watch the game but also hear some hot jams and maybe find a lady to dance with, that was...
Were there people there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. There were people everywhere and people in all different kits from all different nations. It was really a fun vibe.
Did you feel like there was a lot of Dallas there or was it all the traveling World Cup party?
I would say the majority were tourists. I don't know what the percentage was. And so we make it back. They did have an area that was like interactive, like, you know, trying to score a goal or whatever. But all of that was way too old for the kids. So we didn't do it. But we went back in and we wanted to get some more AC. And so this was another Corby moment as we walk over to, you know, where the ice house used to be.
Yeah.
And we walk over and the security guard is like, it's not open. And we're like, yeah, but they told us it's about to and that it was fine if we went in. She's like, okay.
John.
And we went in there and we're the only ones in there. And so we're just sitting on the couch. There's like five TVs with the game on and the AC's pumping. And
who is they that told you to go? Like, lady's like, yeah, whatever. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, they. And so that we were just hanging out there, and then I told everybody, I was like, before we go, and by this time it was the Germany-Ivory Coast game, I said, before we go, I want to watch some of the game under the pavilion, and I'd really like to see a goal.
Just let me watch a soccer game.
Yeah.
Yes.
For just give me...
For Father's Day.
Just
for crying out loud.
Love of Pete.
And so after halftime, we go back out, and we got one of the special booths, so we felt extra fancy. And we're watching, and at this point, it's 1-0 Ivory Coast. And
yeah.
There are a bunch of German fans right in front of us that are just
like freaking out,
looking so depressed. And then finally, I don't know at what point, in the second half, maybe around the 65th minute, 70th minute, Germany ties it up and everybody goes nuts. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. And I would say whether you go to the Fan Fest at Fair Park or you go to Clyde Warren Park downtown or you go to Texas Live, I'm sure there are other activations around town in Fort Worth or wherever. I think Sundance Square has a big screen situation. I would just encourage everyone to at least once get out and experience the vibe.
Okay, so like Thursday when I go to this game.
Clyde Warren looked amazing.
Yes, yeah, it did.
I thought the Argentinians were going to make it cave in.
Yep.
Thursday when I go to this Sweden-Japan game, would it behoove me to stick around for the U.S. game at like Texas Live?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the move?
Will you be able to get in there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's a snake.
No, but I'm saying you may need to plan ahead because I feel like Texas Live is not a come and go as you please.
That they may have a one in, one out.
I feel like there may be a capacity issue that they're.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely, dude. If you could pull that off.
Because the game's at like 9, right? Or is it 8?
Your game is at 6 and their game is at 9. I mean, you got an hour to get from your seat
point A to B
to in front of a screen with the community, and that would be unbelievable.
Okay.
That sounds like a perfect night.
Okay. I think that's what we're going to try to do.